on, bro.
You can do it. Oh, no. Yeah. Come on. When you need your car towed, who do you call? When you
Tony, I don't know.
Ellie car tower, bro. You have no aura, Flax.
I don't need aura. I need results.
Oh, boys, that's it, man. Anything we've got to do, I love you.
If you watch his vlog, he brought a horn in because they wouldn't let him bring the drums.
The Vivisvela horn.
Yeah, boys in the World Cup.
I started that. That's me.
I built this
brick by brick.
Brick by brick. Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
To all the Warriors fans who are whinging, just know one thing. It's all karma because you dropped Bunty. All the stuff. It's all karma because you dropped Bunty.
Just one time in my life, I want you to be like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Let me get there, bro. Let me get there.
Let him build up. I love
first things first, priorities.
I love fucking at him.
Priorities, bro.
Go on.
Bunty, number one priority,
I'm keeping my mouth shut,
what?
Bro.
Yeah, are you? Yeah, that's what I thought. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to League Lads. My name is Hectic Fred. We have Flaxy here, Liam Martin 2.0, and we have an old man who's lost, and we just pulled him from the street.
They found me, and they gave me some food, and I'm just so grateful for Hectic Fred. You got his stream right
I said
now.
You're home, I said you're an old man, and you're just pulling off a random American accent. All right, what are you, Todd Bowley? All right, be quiet.
Bad week.
I was expecting.
Contract.
Hello. My name is Suhaib
Maruk. All right, boys and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Boys and gentlemen.
It is League Lads, and we do have to start off the show with being a bit cuckoo because that's just what we do, man. We talk rugby league.
The NRL right now is cuckoo, bro.
It's honestly insanity, bro. And like, first things first, let's speak about the Bulldogs game. Let's get into all the reffing stuff. Let's get into all the antics, right? Sean Johnson's last home game. Bro, I'm going to cook. Let me just say what I thought. I was walking past the TV, right? I was like, kickoff's going to be soon, whatever. Then I remembered it's Sean Johnson's last game. You know what I mean? I was having a feed and I look at the TV and I'm like, and I just see him walk out with his wife and his kids and like, bro, like, it's like I couldn't even hear the crowd. That's how crazy. Like, you know when it's that loud, it's so like overwhelming that they're so loud, they're going off. And I'm just looking, I'm like, this guy's going to shed a tear, lad. And he did. He shed a few tears before the game.
Did you see the haka, bro?
They beautiful gesture after the game. They did the haka for him, which is, bro, he's just a legend, bro. He's a GOAT. Like, he's one of those players that you're going to always remember no matter what generation you go through. And you're going to watch his highlight reels. Any kids right now getting into rugby league can watch a Sean Johnson highlight reel. And I can easily think that's the greatest player of all time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's this era's Benji.
Yeah, he's literally this era's Benji, like you said. But, man, he was a bit rattled in the first 5 minutes.
He still had the tears on the ball.
And I'm like,
that's why he dropped the ball first time he touched it. Hold on, bro.
And I'm like, bro, don't talk, like, I love, like, we're Doggies fans, right? But don't tell me we're going to literally ruin this guy's farewell party. You know, like, what did Draymond say
to Paul Pierce?
Like, you're not that guy or something.
Paul Pierce said, they don't love you like that. Yeah. You're expecting a farewell to us. They don't love you like that.
That's what the Bulldogs were saying to Sean Johnson.
He said we're Dogs fans. Like, for some reason, I just thought, I heard, we're Casco guys. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they're all over my For You page.
I don't understand your algorithm. But anyway,
I don't know, cuz.
Sean Johnson's last home game. First things first, let's speak about the controversy. Stephen Crichton should have been sin binned, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, but like if the rules are made by me, cuz, he can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, well, the guy headbutted his shoulder. He was upright the whole time and everything. So, If I made the rules, well, it's not. But from what the NRL's called the last few years and what was called the night before and what we're just used to, it's a sin bin all day. It's a sin bin all day. Do I think that's a soft sin bin if it is? Yeah, for sure. Well, it is, but doesn't matter. Everything is soft now.
Yeah.
We're this close to touch football.
Literally.
Well, this close. So, but 100%, he's a sin bin. That one's a sin bin. Max King's one's a sin bin. Do I think it changes the result at the end? I really don't think so, but we don't know that.
Yeah, we can't. So, you can't be,
the fact that we don't know that, well, I don't like I don't like winning and there being a question mark.
Yeah,
I don't like winning and controversy.
Yeah,
like, I don't like winning and it just felt. I made a video right after.
You crashed out. You crashed out.
But it just felt tarnished, bro. I like to be able to celebrate and knowing I'm gonna read comments talking about how good we are. and not comments whinging about the refs. And I know, all right, the Warriors fans have a rep where no matter if they lose, that's what the comment section is going to be. But still, regardless, this one was like it was controversial. I don't like that.
Yeah, it was.
Do your job, refs. Graham Annesley said to Sin Bin.
Yeah, today he came out and said, obviously he's always going to correct mistakes.
But that's all. Like, all right, I'm seeing him coming all year correcting mistakes, but on the field there's no mistake correction, cuz. All right, I don't think I'm starting to think that this bloke is not the man for the job, cuz. This Graham Annesley bloke.
Yeah, look,
because while they are actually from week one
to now, there's every week
it is getting worse. It's getting worse.
See, the thing is, if you have to come out every week apologize and correct people's mistakes every week for what round is it? 25 weeks.
Hello, something must be wrong. we're Bulldogs fans. Like I said, me personally, like I'm literally agreeing with everything you're saying. If I'm refereeing, like that's not even a penalty to me, lad. Like the guy's he's fallen into his shoulder or whatever it is. The player isn't attempting to hit him in the head. All right, but. Rules are rules. So if you're gonna follow something, you go by the rules. And I don't mind. If Critter got a sin bin, I would have been like, even Critter knew, bro. He's smiled. He walked off. He's like, who got lucky with that one, lad? You know what I mean? Because even he knew. Now the Max King one, same thing. Like, when are we gonna say we are Bulldogs fans, all right? And like Fred said, the win feels a bit weird now because everyone's gonna question it. Like, oh yeah, Rob, this, that. And I know you do need a bit of luck to make finals and you need a bit of luck to get results to go your way, but like. It just feels ugly. Referees, we did the whole segment last week. Probably going to do another one today on the referees. But it's just insane, bro. Like, every single week, you have to get something wrong. It doesn't make no sense. It's like you're a tradie, and every single time you got to do your job, you just get it wrong, and you just keep getting work. And you just keep getting wrong, and you just keep getting work. And then the lady that you ruined the house, she recommends you to her friend, and then you just ruin her friend. It's just like a... It's very weird, bro. Like, it's the only job that you can't... Nothing happens to them.
Because Do you want to laugh? So the amount of comments that said the dogs are a protected species is crazy.
That's crazy, bro. We're not protected, trust me.
It's about time we got something. like honestly, after the last 5-6 years, it's about time we bloody got some calls, bro. You know
like
what I mean?
This year, we went to the Para game, right? Crusher tackle, right? Yeah.
It's a penalty all day. 11-4 penalty count.
It's a penalty all day, but I'm not even trying to think. I'm just going off the top of my head what I remember. So if anyone's going to ever call the Bulldogs protected species, that's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see anyone get simmed after that for any crush tackle ever.
Yeah.
Like, forceful, not forceful, a crush tackle's on report, penalty, and the game goes on. It's just...
The South game, bro, they literally, like, didn't stop the clock for us, bro, in the last 2 minutes
Jack
of the
Birds,
game.
Was it Jack Bird or Aiden Caesar's...
Jack
Wyden, Aiden Caesar, hip drops, nothing. Like, we're not a protected species at all. And if we were... Like, we'll literally tell you with a smile. We're protected species.
Yeah, like...
That's why you watch league, lads. We're very real. We're not going to ever be biased.
It's not our fault. Because, you know, I had mates, bro. My mates, especially my main group of mates, right? They're like, oh, cuz, nah, they're going to rig it for the Warriors because Sean Johnson's last game in New Zealand. And I'm like, brother, it's the Warriors. It's like they're forgetting it's the Warriors, cuz. They're not going to get rubber the green.
Yeah,
now, the first 15 minutes, I was thinking, they did get... But then... 15 minutes later, because they got like 10-6 against in the first like 10 minutes of the game.
And they had to balance it out on the other end.
It gets evened out every time, bro. But it was evened out before halftime, cuz. after halftime, we had more penalties and shit. I mean, we got more than enough evened out. But I'm just saying, the NRL, I feel like the NRL has something against the Warriors. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the fact that the New Zealanders after what the owner said a year or two ago, you know what I mean?
If anything, they should praise the Warriors. They kept the game alive for them. Like, but imagine the Warriors said, nah, we can't play. There's no NRL for that season. What's the NRL making that year? Vlandis and Abda, what are they going to be staring at into their pockets or whatever the company's pockets? Nothing. Yeah.
I just feel like there's something fishy here, cuz. I don't know what it is. And this is from an outsider here, bro. I got no connection to the Warriors, cuz. Yeah, I should hate them right now. They dropped my best player. They dropped my favourite player, cuz.
Yeah, Bunty, bro. Good old Bunty.
You know what I mean? But it's all karma for Bunty. All of the bad calls and all of the losses this year, karma for Bunty, bro. Hashtag free Bunty.
Free Bunty, justice for Bunty.
Hashtag free Bunty, but not to Para. Anywhere but Para.
Sorry for that one.
Well, anywhere but there, bro.
But listen, the Bulldogs, man.
We played good.
Let's talk about the game a little bit. I'm not gonna be dragging on too much about it. We did play so well, bro. Like, that first 10 minutes, we were down 12 points. I just felt like that was the Warriors' momentum. And I was sitting there watching with my family, my mates, and they're like, I'm telling them, like, I really don't care if we lose. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, sports, sometimes the moment takes over form, takes over, like, everything. The moment, like, someone's leaving, this is a big game, the crowd's there, it just gets them home somehow, some way. It's the magic of sports, and that's why we love watching sports. But I said, if we win this game, like, if we said this last week, if we win this game in New Zealand, we haven't won in New Zealand for, like, 10 years or 4 years, or I can't remember, there was, like, a crazy stat. If we win this game, brother, we are serious. Like, we're going to be very, very hard to beat in any finals we get to.
They were full strength.
They were full strength. They had everyone. And I know that was
Pompey and RTS.
And we travelled. They had the crowd. Yeah, they did lose RTS, but, like, they had the crowd. They had everything they needed. Like, bro, like, insane for us to even go out there and perform like that. Especially, you know, us. Even when Warriors are shit and we go there and we're a bit better, we never win. Like, it's like our bogey teams or bogey fixture. So, but I'm just very, very proud of the Bulldogs, bro. Like, I've said this a million times. I said it to Max King and Blake Wilson. Like, bro, I don't care what happens this year. I love yous. And every single week, I'm starting to believe more and more. Like, those grand final tickets that I purchased are, like, starting to make a bit more sense.
Yeah. No, I swear, bro, like, I'm so proud of him, man. This is the four out of the last five games we've won 13 plus.
And, like, you never imagine that last season.
When one drop of rain, I swear to God, Warriors can't play in the rain. When they see rain, because New Zealand is always raining. But when these guys see rain, they turn to crap, bro.
Yeah, they just don't know.
They lost 34-6 as soon as one drop of rain came. 34-6, bro.
That's insane, bro.
All right, and but the Warriors started off really well, but our defense was really good, man. To hold them out again, another second half shutout. I think that's the second or third in a row.
Yeah, what's the stat on that? Like, the Bulldogs haven't conceded the second half try in, like, I don't know how many.
It's
games.
Been since the Raiders game. Wait,
couldn't tell it.
No, it was because they kept saying, like, last week. I remember the commentator
from Boston saying it. Yeah, we didn't concede in the against the Dolphins in the second half. We didn't concede the week before that in the second half.
But just
who was, like, the week before Dolphins?
I feel like we're a second half.
The Raiders, where you conceded the two second half tries.
Yeah, that was the last one.
What was that, like, four games ago?
Yeah. Round 22.
Yeah, well, that's unbelievable for someone that had bad defense last year. Yeah. That's brother, insane.
For a team that had bad defense last year to be first in defense and points allowed.
Bro, it's honestly it's crazy.
It is crazy, and I'm so proud of the way the boys are playing, because, again, no Karen, we lost Kurt Mann, who is integral, by the way. He's gone for the whole year, and that hurts, because that guy, he's playing good. Yeah, and he's the unsung hero.
He's doing the dog work for us, bro.
Yeah, who do you play lock now?
It's a great question, but I think probably Baylor Haywood comes in, bro.
I think Bailey too.
I think Baylor Haywood, because that's what Seralda's looking at. He's looking at that sort of smaller profile, nippy guy that can get around and make a pass happen.
You know who I think it will be, Bart? Jamin. I think it'll be Salmon.
Yeah. He played a bit of lock at Penrith.
I think he's a lock. He's not a second row guy. I swear to God, if I see him second row one more game, I'm going to lose my...
I mean, like,
he's too little, bro.
No, but I understand that during the game when he just plays there, like, you know what I mean? He's getting his minutes in, Seralda's managing the team a bit more. I get it.
But he's very similar to Kurt Mann in build, and I know he threw that absolute horror of a pass against the Warriors, but his ball playing is actually pretty good, and he works very hard. He does a lot of little things. Seralda says the same thing. He does a lot of little things that a lot of people don't see.
You know who kills me, bro? Jacob Kiraz and Kikau.
Like, what are the offloads?
Jacob Kiraz. Listen, I love Jacob Kiraz, bro. And Jacob Kiraz. They were singing that song for him. But, like, I don't know what it is. I think it's the Lebanese in him. It's just that brain snap. It's like, let's just make shit happen. And then boom. And then, bro, Kikau kills me when it does
it. It's happened three or four weeks in a row.
And then
he makes
it up, bro.
Yeah, they both make it up.
They both do.
Wallah, I swear.
But if they don't make it up, we're having a different conversation.
Kikau does the offload when it's like we're on the back foot already. Like, cuz, all right, when we're winning, well, when we have momentum, do it.
Yeah, Adox. Yeah,
not when we've bloody conceded a try and we were 1-9 or 1-8 completions when he did that offload.
That was so bad.
And it's always, I swear to you, it's always in the exact same spot on the exact same tackle. It's always third or fourth tackle
on the left
from the 40 to the 50 on the left hand side.
Yes.
Same spot every single time throws the offload. And I don't doubt that Seralda tells him not to, but it has worked at times.
Like, I reckon he tells him,
dude, after that win, and I was watching highlights from all the old games this season, and I swear, we've had a few tries that have been scored with an offload from him at the start.
Definitely.
Because when he's just focusing on running and nothing else, Walla, they can't stop him. Because he sent Tevita Pengo Jr. like to another dimension, because with that step. With a big guy that is that mobile and that strong, is something that's very rare, and I think he should just focus on running hard first.
Pretty quick too, bro. Like that line break, he just busted.
Dude, he's actually fast.
Chucked up his legs, but his legs were up.
Cause
up.
I love Curtis Morris so much, cuz. Oh, I was at his date.
I was so happy that it was him that like
his first touch of the game, cuz.
And he just scores, bro.
Man, I was at his debut, so I've loved him ever since I've seen him, because he was like a spark. He was like a flash in a very dull pan, cuz.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember
he's like
the
spark
team.
In a dark.
Remember the team was very like
the Tigers.
Were very dull, bro. Like,
cuz he's the spark. He was the spark in the dark, cuz. Yeah. Right? Not to mention
spark in the dark. Yeah. KM Curtis Morris. Cuz,
yeah, not to quote Initial D, cuz, but like, you know, he's the spark in the dark, bro. I absolutely love this man, bro. He plays like he is undersized, you know, for all metrics, cuz. He plays like he's 6'7", 140 kilos, cuz.
And you know what, bro? He's a patient guy. Like, could have asked for a move. Like, could have been like, bro, like, I want game time, you know, 1, 2, 3. Because the guy doesn't care to be on the bench and just come on and smash everyone in front of him.
You know, he does the rips in.
And you know what it is as
well?
In, you know, he's got that grub in him.
Yeah.
If you've noticed.
Mongrel.
That. He's a mongrel. Like, he'll have a crack, lad. He'll just be like, he'll just go in there, swing his arm. All right, what am I going to get on report? It is what it is.
Because Tavita clocked him in the head, because off the kickoff. And, like, a guy his size taking off the kickoff is...
ballsy enough.
At Tavita. It looks like Tavita ate him, bro. It looks like Tavita's eating another whole Curtis Morin cut. But here's the thing. Curtis Morin gets hit high and he's laughing at Tavita cut.
He's just laughing at him.
That means, you know, when I see that, screws loose up here, cuz.
Yes, Mitch Barnett territory.
Yeah. Like,
you're sick in the head.
Cuz, I like contact, but cuz getting clocked in the head, not everybody likes that shit.
Nah, bro.
This guy, but there's people that embrace it because they want more. Like,
when you get in the head,
no doubt in my mind, Curtis Morin's taking a hit up and he's going to smash. And he's like, is that all you got? Like, I can just tell.
Just sicko mentality.
Yeah.
He just wants, bro, a dog of war straight out.
He's a dog of war player, because I don't want to see him, like, I don't want to see him out of this team in any capacity next season. He has to be in there every week. I love Curtis Morin. Nobody really sings his praises as much, so I'm going to. And same as Bailey, man. I like Bailey's getting better every week, but you know who's getting better? Like, it's actually crazy how much he improves every week. Bronson Cherry, bro. This guy cannot. He's like, it's like they're gonna give him the electric chair if he doesn't score.
Yeah, they're like, you have to sit in here,
like,
right?
If you don't score,
what's your last meal?
yeah, laser beam. Like, it's like he's got an assassin, like, aiming a sniper scope on him. Score or you're dead.
But last week, we said this last week, bro. We said, like, he's just to come out of 4 years no footy. Like, think about it, bro. 4 years no footy, you got done with whatever you did. So your mentality is already, like, mentally, you're already in a bad spot. You haven't played footy in 4 years, right? Bro, it's a different life. But if you don't play footy for 6 months, players go off season for holidays and they come back and they're like, what the hell?
Well, like, because I didn't play for 1 year.
And like,
1 year, I was vomiting preseason.
You know what I mean?
I was vomiting preseason. I said, nah, I can't do this and be a labourer. I'm going to go play basketball. That's what I said. I said, I couldn't.
But even
1.5 years, cuz. No. Basketball and rugby league, zero comparison in terms of fitness.
No, like,
in terms of fitness required.
Oh, fitness is different. Yeah.
But fitness is like, it's basketball is all running and bro, people underestimate how, like, cuz, I don't.
It's hard, man.
The amount you have to train to play, like, at a decent level rugby league is insane. But, like, even low level, cuz, I was, bro, the preseason, cuz, I was literally chundering.
Yeah, I could.
I was gone 1 year, and it's like I wasn't doing nothing. I was still playing basketball, and I was laboring.
You were still,
bro,
moving around.
I was laboring every week, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I was like, I can't, bro, maybe it's time to hang up the boots.
And he did.
But, I was on the fence. I was on the fence, but then I stacked it on site, six-packing bricks, and then I couldn't do that preseason.
Nah, but
anymore.
Like, bro.
But then the next year, I was thinking of doing it again. I'm like, I was like this after a year. Imagine 2 years, bro.
But you're right, Freddie, bro. Like, it's tackling, it's running, it's kicking.
Bro, tackling.
It's chasing. It's like trying to stay on side. Like, there's so much elements of the game.
You can't. There's no parking the bus, cars. There's no chilling out.
Yeah,
if you're
there's
a
no
winger,
like,
if you're a winger, maybe you can chill out. But if you're
a little bit, but still, you're not chilling out because you're going up and down the line.
You're still moving.
You're
up and down.
You're anticipating something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you don't have the ball. The ball's on this side of the field.
But no, if you're in the middle, cars,
oh,
and you're taking
dogwood
carries,
and it's like Marnie, Harry Grant, players like that, like, they deserve their
good
flowers
on Bronson for trying his best to stay in shape. He did stay. He was really big in the offseason, like,
yeah,
in those off seasons that he missed.
Lost a bit of pace, but still got everything else.
Yeah,
bro.
But seeing him want to say he wants to try and crack that Origin team and get that pace back, that's what I like to hear. Because I think he's very, very motivated and driven, and that hunger after being away for 4 years, you can tell
it's important
how much he's working based on how he looked game three, or round three, which was his first game, and now because he's twice the player.
And he's burning out everyone on the side. That left edge for us, like last thing we'll speak about the Bulldogs, that left edge, bro, it's just fun. And then like I look at it and like, this is why I think, I don't know, like with grand final talk, I just look and I'm like, bro, straight out, we're pretty good on the edges. Like Crichton, Kiraz, right? I know Kiraz has his brain snaps, but the guy, because I think he's destined to play
second
Origin.
Second in offloads.
Yeah, but he's destined to play Origin.
Yeah.
Like Kiraz. You can say I'm biased all you want, but he's got everything a winger needs, bro. He's good in the air. He's good at meters. He can score tries. He's a freaking finishing. He's quick. You got Crichton. And the other side,
he's got that toughness.
You got Jerry and Fox, you know what I mean? And we had Wilson, like, no matter who you put there, they were cooking.
They're doing, we're going to have Skelly there this week, I reckon, because I think Wilson's out for a while. So Skelton's going to come in.
Oh, yeah, because Crichton's not playing this
week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Crichton's copping the 1 week, but yeah, we're going to get Skelton in and he's going to do a great job.
Yeah.
So Jacob Carraz is tied second for offloads. Do you know who's first?
Who?
Guess who's first?
Kikel.
No? He plays for South Sydney.
Because
he's first and Daylight is second. That's how ahead of everyone he is, bro. They say he's unselfish, brother, leading the league in offloads.
But this guy's doing a campaign for Tane Milne.
It's pissing me off. It's pissing me off that so many South fans say he's about, like, he's not a first grader ahead of his time every week.
Tane Milne, I think he is, but he brain snaps.
I like Tane Milne. I genuinely think he, when he plays and when they give him the ball, good things happen. Bad things also happen, but has. Like, that every player has their good and bad moments. I genuinely like Tane Milne as a player. I think he's done a lot of good. I think he's the best centre in that South Sydney squad that's played this season.
Listen, one more
thing. Campbell Graham's been
injured. One more thing I want to speak about. But I sent a thread of the players injured.
A thread?
A thread. Like,
oh,
thread,
like thread. Like, I was tripping out.
And it was like Campbell Graham, like all these players. And I'm like, bro, what the hell? We're missing some big stars this year. Off topic. Not really off topic, but Bulldogs talk. I think we got the best fans in the world, bro. You seen what they did? There's Arabic singers, what he did for Falah Sharaf, Ace Entertainment.
He's got a good voice, you know.
They made like a good, like a song for like Red Barney, for Jacob Kiraz and Fox. It was just, bro, it's unbelievable. There's not a fan base in the world that's going to do shit like that. And they're going to make an official song, watch. And this song is going to be playing at weddings, I'm telling you. You know what I mean?
Like, they're going to have Nayef on the flute thing, bro.
That guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's OG,
my cousin, cuz.
He's OG, bro.
Everybody knows Nayef, bro.
I know that video on the plane went viral.
Yeah, yeah. Cuz, everybody, he's worldwide, bro. Nayef is worldwide.
I seen him 2 months ago somewhere, I can't remember. But nah, man, I love it, bro. It makes me so happy, that culture. And he said one thing as well in the song. You don't really get the Arabic that he was saying.
No,
like,
I don't.
He's like, Belmore unites the Muslims and the Christians together. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
and I was
mad.
Like, bro, that's so gangster. Like, I'm telling you, if we win the grand final and he's in Belmore singing, there's going to be a lot of 50s and 100s getting thrown at him.
Yeah, that's if he's not on someone's shoulders.
Yeah. It's going to be insane, bro.
Because I just want to see Fox doing the dub care, bro.
Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. Because they love the culture.
I reckon he'd be good at the end, bro. He'd be athletic enough to do all the crazy shit with the beads, bro. You know?
Yeah. All right, boys, let's get into Chad Chai of the week. Shout out to Chad, our sponsors. We didn't give him a shout out at the beginning, which is very rude of us, but shout out to the boys down there.
Well, blame Sui because he made me do it when he does it every week. Yeah, he wanted me to do it, and that's what happens, cuz.
Say, bro, you're not even in tune. Nah, listen. My Chad Chai of the week is Cam Pereira. I just absolutely burnt out the Roosters, bro. Like, he sent Dom Young, couldn't get him.
Dom Young was about to cardiac arrest, cuz. Tom Yum soup, bro. Dom Young, Tom Yum. It sounds exactly the same.
Bro, what do you come up with?
Bro, because I was watching the Roosters game once, like earlier in the year, and I was browsing this Thai restaurant. Because on Saturdays, I can't cook, so I got to eat. I got to order something halfway through. And I just saw Tom Yum soup.
And you're dying.
I was dying, bro. My Dom Young, bro. Look at this. You got Dom Young on my menu. Tom Yum, bro.
Casually. I don't know where the hell, but there's always like people that comment on YouTube, on the episodes. W Fred analogy again. Yeah. It's always Fred's analogies.
The ones that are getting the analogies, bro, I love them.
Yeah, nah,
they get it. Will someone get Spark in the Dark? Who knows?
Let's see, bro. If they watch they get it.
What a song, cuz.
My try of the week, Chacho of the week, was Campera just burning out everyone, bro. Yeah. And his try record this year, like, he's on a tear, cuz.
Imagine he was on like an actual good team.
Bro, what the hell would happen? Like, insanity.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
My try of the week, it's actually a smoky. This is no one's try of the week, but it's my try of the week because it got the cameraman, but that short ball from Latu Fainu to Seyfarth, the angriest man ever, Seyfarth. That's my try of the week because that was so beautiful, so well executed, and it contributed to a Tigers win, which I love.
That Seyfarth is Midge Barnett territory.
No, this guy is like Jack Hetherington 2.0.
Always wants to fight.
I literally when he's in the right headspace, and you know when he's going to get sin bin.
Yeah, yeah.
He was never getting sin bin in this game.
Nah, his head screwed on.
People were trying to...
That was a great game, bro. That was actually a mad game.
But the refereeing was a bit dodgy, but...
Three sin bins, was it?
Two of them were not sin bins. I'm sorry. The Bullamore one, I don't agree with. Even though the referee gave him a warning and shit, I don't agree with that being a penalty, cuz. At the end of the day. And
what did he even do?
Like it was just too many six again and penalty calls.
Oh, so
but Bullamore. Like the one that Bullamore did, it just wasn't a penalty, but
it wasn't a penalty at all. It was just an overreaction.
And then the Schmoller one, which in my opinion was a perfectly good hit. It didn't even hit him in the head.
And he straight away got...
And he got straight sin bin. And he was losing it because the Guildford came out of him. He launched the chair because into the wall.
He started swearing at someone in the crowd, like saying something. Then he just launched
it. That's just straight...
And they're trying to play, I think Manly are in the finals now, but they're trying to play finals footy, bro. Like, they're trying to get somewhere.
They're trying to get top four. We're all tied. It's sort of around the same mark. Now they can't.
They have to just.
But as Tom and Eddie said, it's a loss that they needed to have.
Yeah, well, I said that for her too.
Yeah, they're gonna get another loss that they need to have this week.
Yeah, hopefully, bro. We got them this week, man. I'm really like a bit worried because Manly. I feel like
Manly have the recipe to beat us. They got big forward pack, smart halves, good outside backs.
Fit Tommy.
And they got Tommy.
Shout out to Tommy, bro, because the Tigers beat Manly, right? But the good headlines that came out of Manly's camp today was Tommy Turbo wants to give back some money from his contract. Now, you never hear this in any sport. I've never heard this in my life.
Well, what a nice guy.
I've never heard it, Fred. Like, imagine you, like, and he said this, and take about 750 grand back off my contract for the next 2 years because I've been injured for all these years. I just want to honour my team. And, like, bro, I remember when there was a time where we could have got Jake and Tom. Like, there was, like, rumours and stuff. But I had a bit of hope. I'm like, ooh, could they turn us around? But then I look at them, I'm like, these guys are Manly boys. They're going to be so loyal to the club. They do that. They honour it. And now their brother's playing with them. And just the sheer, like, determination and loyalty for their club, bro. No matter what. They've had different coaches every year, bro. Like, they had Seabold. They had Des Hasler. They had before that.
Jeff Tuvey, Trent Barrett.
Before
then there's Hasler.
Yeah. They've had all these coaches and like the Turbo brothers have just stayed loyal. So that's something you don't really hear in rugby league world. In sporting world, you don't hear that anywhere, lad. You know what I mean?
Just imagine Kevin Durant going, oh yeah, just take like $2 million off my contract because I was injured. Or Ben Simmons, take $10 million because I just sat on the bench. Or John Wall.
John Wall took $67 million and he didn't play a game those 2 years.
Bro? For what? For the Rockets or was it
the Wizards, bro.
He signed the
Supermax and then slipped and then injured himself. And then when he was rehabbing, he slipped in the shower, did it again.
He really didn't
another year.
He really didn't want to play for the Wizards.
Yeah, nobody wanted. No, but the Wizards could have been. We're like a playoff team when that happened.
Maybe still didn't want to play for him, bro. Nah, but yeah, man. Tommy giving up his salary. Like, would you do that or not? Honestly, like, great stuff from him. I wouldn't do it.
I'm not doing it.
I'm
bro.
Securing the
if
bag.
If he's making 50 million a year, then and he wants to give up a few mil, yeah, I'd.
If he's making what he's
like, he's making one. One and a half. It really isn't that much, bro. How much they're going to get taxed, they're probably walking home with half of that.
Considering how much they give the game, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
and how much they give Manly.
5 to 10 years, if you're lucky, you give the game that time of your life, bro, you come back with injuries, you don't even know how to operate without footy, without a schedule, without training. That's why I love seeing, like, players do something after footy. It's really, really interesting to see where the headspace is at. But yeah, shout out to Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, shout out.
What a legend, bro.
Well, I also, because a lot of guys are messaging me this, and I honestly, I said this, bro, you said the Dogs are the best fans in the league. Well, I think in terms of most passionate, it has to go to the Tigers because they have been stinking up the joint every year for the last 10, 12 years, bro. They've been the last 2 years, potentially this year. And on a Thursday night, because the hill is packed.
Thursday, say that again.
Thursday night, where they're probably going to get belted because Manly love putting points on teams.
And you know what? The next day is Friday. You still got work. You still got things to do.
They still got work. They're not a junkie team. You know what I mean? They got work tomorrow. if it's Penrith, then you know it makes sense why they pack out every Thursday because then they have work the next day.
They don't have a long weekend. They didn't have work on the day,
but,
too.
Hey, listen. Shout out to him, bro. Shout out to Lockie Galvin, absolute prodigy player. But I was getting text messages and I was getting photos sent to me on Insta about the Finu boys, bro. Apparently, they do this every time they play at Leichhardt. When the game finishes, they jump the fence and they go into the crowd and they just start signing and taking photos and everything. All three of the brothers.
Young and humble,
Sione,
bro.
Latu and Samuela all jumped the fence, went into the crowd. You know what I mean? That is...
You know what that shows you, Fred? They've been raised right. Yeah. They've been raised, but they have good parents, they have good family. And, bro, there is always a lot of controversy. I think someone of them, you know, had some sort of problems, but...
No, their brother.
Their brother. Was it their brother?
Their brother.
Sort of in trouble, but, like, the media won't show you what you just said. The media will just tell you about a brother getting involved in some sort of incident. So, you can tell they've been raised right. It's not fair to judge all of them off one person.
And I think they truly appreciate it more because of the situation that their brother had. Because their brother, bro, I don't know if you remember him, cuz.
The hooker,
this guy was like Isaac Luke Jr., bro.
Wasn't that Appy or him? They let Appy go.
They let Appy go because of this kid.
But he was a gun, bro.
And I was like, bro, 21, I'm like, if he gets off, because me, I'm thinking it's a nothing because it just doesn't make sense, bro. It didn't seem like this kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't seem
like that family, someone like that. Would you know, but look, long story short, bro, I think they appreciate it a lot more because of what's happened to their brother.
Yeah, like they probably speak to him every week, they probably see whatever it is, you know, the visits and whatever.
But I'm so glad they're doing well, bro.
And it's mad to see. And the Tigers are relying on these guys, bro. Because Tigers have a lot of young boys, but
these young boys have been their best player.
Yeah, and if they can lay the foundation from now, like bro, we're a good club now. Like now, you know, I don't know how long we're gonna be a good club for, but you could really see this role, though, the values that he looks at things that are how you are with your neighbours. Like, I think you were telling
me. He's super anal about...
He wants to know everything about you. Forget the footy as a person.
Because the club is getting built around.
He gets the ick, bro.
That's how I'll describe it.
He gets the ick if you're a bad person.
I reckon if they go out and someone's rude to the waiter or waitress, he would get the ick.
Serious, like what?
It's a character thing. Yeah. Character things are very, very important.
But you need that when you're rebuilding
the
club.
Sometimes you got to be like Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
Great character, you know.
But you need that. You need that, Freddie. And like now you can tell that these guys are humble enough to go to their fans and they probably understand that these kids, they were that kid once, bro. Like Galvin, there's always that video of him. Every time he scores, he's doing that in the thing. Was that, I don't know if that's him or not.
The Rizzler.
The Rizzler. That's him, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about when he scores.
Every time he scored, or like, it's always like best sport 2.0.
Yeah.
The best page. Yeah, he does that. So like, there were kids once upon a time, and there were fans once upon a time, and then for them to see someone be humble, it's unbelievable.
But I love that they're going to get a great role model to come in next season in Jerome Luai, and I just think that's so good for them. I think not next year. I think the year after, that's when they'll make the jump. The potential top 8 team.
But what I like...
Do you think they're a bottom four team next year?
I've got to see what other teams do.
I think they are. And I think that Tigers fans shouldn't believe that they're not going to be top bottom four. Because when it happens for us, like, bro, look at us.
There's a lot of good teams in the NRL, bro. They are losing a lot of forwards. I do think they'll probably be towards the bottom of the... Because like, for me, I was like, it didn't hit me.
And Appy's getting a year older again.
They needed a back line, right? And they finally get some good backs. And then you look back to their forward pack and they lost to Fano, Papali'i, Bateman. And they're trying to get rid of Clemmer. All right. Again, you need some Zalmes in the team.
You need some old fellas.
You need some men, cuz. Like, they should... They had James Taimo... Like Nofaluma, they were all gone. Now these old guys are all gone. They need some guys that have done that, been there, done that before in that forward pack again.
Someone to set the platform for them, even in training, bro.
Yeah.
Like you need that experience.
Because, they should go and start signing utilities, bro. Just so these guys can learn, get some hardworking players in the saying utilities because that's what the Dogs did, right? Everybody said utilities. Why they're signing utilities? To get some hardworking guys from hardworking cultures who know what it means to be a professional, who knows what it means to be great. How to be great, because they've been surrounded by greatness the whole time. They need some guys like that.
And there's always going to be that eyes on them lad for this spot.
These guys are going to learn that. Why are you making it harder for these young kids to learn the lessons? If you give him some veterancy in the team,
they need that.
Because they got a young coach, they got young playing group. They need some veterans in the team, bro. They need some guys with some hair on their chest, bro. Give them some tune.
Give them some
tune,
bro, from Chad, bro. Shout
yeah,
out to Chad,
out,
bro.
Cuz. But listen, no,
we're going to speak about the spoon ball, bro.
This spoon ball's
bro,
hectic.
Did you start this word or has it been before?
I don't know if I've heard it. I don't know if I've heard it from somewhere else and subconsciously it's just always been in my head to call last place.
I think you've made it up.
I don't want to take credit.
I don't want to take credit, bro. Because
it's everywhere now.
But spoon bowl is what I describe it as. I don't know if it's... Because the Super Bowl was first, all right, spoon and bowl. Last place is spoon bowl.
Yeah, but the first time I ever heard anyone say it, right, was used to, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a cool name.
Don't know. If I got it from someone, I don't know who it was, but it's just in my head. I don't know if I heard it before.
Right, that's all right. Anyway, we'll take credit for it on League Lads. Thank you very much, guys. Because Tim Manor's talking about it. James Graham's talking about it. It's on the news. It's everywhere. Yeah, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Listen, man. Look, one thing I will say, cuz, I started Pookie Bear. Yeah. All right? In the NRL scene, that's where I started that shit. All right? Because now, every time I see a picture about Matt Burden, I see my Pookie Bear. So top comment, bro. I'm like, I started that. That's me.
I built this
brick by brick.
Brick by brick. All right, boys. Spoonball, do you really think the Tigers will win it? Wins it. Who's going to win the wooden spoon quickly before we move on top eight?
I think Tigers get the wooden spoon.
Well, it depends on what happens this week, but because if they're tied, I think the Tigers for and against is so bad.
They have
to win by like 66.
So if
I think Parra has to lose one more game.
Parra has to lose this game, and then it's an actual spoon bowl. So where Parramatta have to win.
Who's Parra got this week?
Well, no, if Parra because
Parra versus Dragons.
West Tigers have the bye, so the bye gets 2 points regardless.
Yeah.
So spoon bowls, whoever wins the Tigers game doesn't get wooden spoon.
So what's the point difference now? But
they're both on 16. Tigers have
Tigers get 18.
Yes.
So if Parramatta win, they're both on.
Parramatta loses,
but if Parramatta loses. Their point differential is 60 points. So regardless what happens, whoever loses will get the spoon bowl. We got a proper spoon bowl.
That's
so
hectic.
I've got some work.
Oh, that's going to be a very watched game, bro. Everyone's going
to
be...
I want it to be sold out, man.
Listen, it will be sold out for sure. It's Campbelltown, bro. I know some of the boys from the area are going to be going to the game. It's Friday at 6, so it sucks for me. Like, you know what I mean? And I was thinking of going, but the boys have said, no, you have to stream it. It's going to be too funny, so I will be. But some of the boys I used to play Oztag with are getting like a big group together to go with some actual wooden spoons.
That's hectic.
So I'd love to see if this is infectious and then we have 1,000 Tigers fans going with the wooden spoon, you know what I mean? All right, but listen, man, at the end of the day, one of these guys, like one of these teams are going to be like the water boy. I got a wooden spoon,
That's the best one of the movies I remember watching when I was fucking young. Adam Sandler.
That's one of the best movies ever.
It's one of the best movies.
The guy, his teammates making fun of him. I'm the wooden water boy.
He starts getting angry.
I got a wooden spoon.
We never had a podcast just on movies.
Stop making fun of me.
Look at the camera and do it.
Stop making fun of me.
I watched that movie for the first time this year. It was when I was Waterboy for the charity match. And everyone was like, you haven't even watched the Waterboy, you have to watch it. So I watched
That was me.
Yeah.
That's what I told him, bro. Because I've watched the Waterboy 100 times over. I can understand Farmer Friend. All right.
You can do it.
No, that's not Farmer Friend. No, that's in Longest Yard.
No, bro, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, it is in that one. Yeah, he is.
Come on,
that's
bro.
The first one.
Come on, bro.
You can do it all night long.
Listen, let's cut Flexi's laughter short and speak about Penrith not going to finish in the top four.
Wow.
Listen, boys, Penrith, it's actually crazy, bro. It's insane.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable. Penrith lose. Can they fall out of the four? I don't know. I'm going to ask my good friend here, Flaxie, who attended the game. He had a photo. He looked like a tired Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
In the words of... He's
just stealing.
In the wise words of Hectic Fred, I'm literally giving you your flowers.
Yeah, you say that first.
No. I do things differently. I cook the talk first. You know what I mean?
He puts the milk and then the cereal.
Yeah. Cereal killer shit. Now, listen. In the wise words of Hectic Fred.
Serial killer.
he, Flexi.
Why was that so funny?
Because, like, who the hell puts milk in their thing? You gotta be a psychopath.
No, but, like, because we're talking about cereal and you're a serial killer, you know what I mean?
Dad jokes.
Listen. Hey, what do you call a Mexican that lost his car?
I don't know.
What? Carlos. When you need your car towed, who do you call? This is the stream knows this one. When you
Tony, I don't know.
Ellie car tower, bro. Oh, bro,
it's so big. It's funny. It's so weird. It's so not funny that it's funny.
Yeah, it's the shittest joke ever.
Shittest joke.
It's The Office, bro. Yeah, what's The Office? It's the best type of humor because dry humor.
Listen, anyway, Penrith Blues, right? In the wise words of Hectic Fred, Flaxy, put the photo up here somewhere, looked like a tired Jimmy Butler, looked like a drained Jimmy Buckets.
Bro, he drove four hours for that car.
Can you cook him for like three minutes?
Can I cook him, bro? He voluntarily went to the worst place in Australia. Like, or the worst place that you can go, all right, is Canberra. Next up, I reckon, I haven't been to the Northern Territory, but I reckon those two and Tasmania are like the bottom three. So he went to Canberra, voluntarily drove 3.5 hours, cuz, all right, fuel's like $2 a litre, all right. And he went, and then he watched his team have like 65% possession and lose the game. I think it's fair, like, after that one, because, and this is a team with a rivalry, by the way. They have beef.
Yeah, we got a dog.
Because that's even more beef than I thought. Because at the end of the day, Joseph Tarpany sunned the entire Ford pack.
Yeah, he smashed them, bro.
Well, like, he actually smashed them.
He absolutely liked
He looked like last season Joseph Tarpany.
How was it live to see your team lose like that? Like, did it hurt a bit, the dagger in the heart? Give us your thoughts, Mr. Flaxy.
Look. I walked into that week thinking, all right, 20-minute drive for first week of finals, reversing the Roosters, life's going to be easy. Now I'm looking at it now. I might have to buy a ticket to go to Melbourne, bro. Off an innocent pass.
He's losing it, bro. He's crashing out.
These guys don't understand how much it means to flexing.
Niddly diddly diddly diddly. They did their best. Shariyili.
Tell me about the game. Like, what's wrong with Penrith at the moment? Because they have been scraping wins. Nathan Cleary has been putting miracle things out of his ass. Him and the centres and To'o and everyone's just doing their thing, lad. Like, the Parra game, yous were getting, like, that was rubbish.
Yeah. Oh man, I.
Yeah, they haven't looked themselves.
We haven't
the whole year. Let's be real.
I've been copping it all year, pretty much. Oh, there's cracks, there's holes. You know, they're finally breaking. Look, I just got to tell you guys a blunt truth. We're not going to be perfect forever. You know, it's not. You know, we're not going to be at the top. There's going to be a time that we do fall, and unfortunately, this year, you know, the cracks have started showing. With the, you know, we've lost. We've lost over a team worth of players over the last 3 years. You know, we have given up so many players and still been able to do what we do. But in terms of this game, you know, that side is just a defensive liability, and they kept going. And they did Bizza a hard one as well, because they kept kicking to him, which I found confusing, but they kept kicking short to him. So he had to run and chase the ball, and it caused him to cause errors, which got a try on the wing. But I didn't think our defense was horrible. I said this to you. I didn't think our defense was horrible. I felt like it was just a few soft tries, not by the main fault of the defense. But over the past few weeks especially, it's just been, you know, you just see a lot of cracks forming. And I think we actually win the two games if Nathan Cleary's healthy.
I agree.
For the whole thing. If Nathan Cleary played Canberra, we win. If he played the full game for Melbourne, we win.
I agree.
I just think there's... Look, he's played, what, 10 games this season? We've had a lot of issues.
And 12 of those games he got injured in. So really, it's 8 full games.
Yeah, and there's cracks forming. Do I think we're going to drop out of the bottom four? Absolutely not.
Because that means they'd have to lose to South Sydney.
Or Titans, and that's just not going to happen.
Yes.
I'm
expecting a big response this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have that coaching staff. We have the systems in place to make sure this stuff doesn't happen long term. And I did have my saying, we don't lose 2 in a row. Well, we don't lose 3 in a row. So,
well, that saying's well and truly dead now that they lost 2 in a row.
Oh, man. As soon as full time.
Lawrence beat me to it, bro.
Everyone, bro, just, we don't lose 2 in a row. You don't lose 2 in a row. I got calls from Hainsey. I just, man, I just couldn't escape it.
No, fuck me, then I would launch my phone if I lose it. Painsy's never getting my number ever. I want his, he can message me anything he wants. But no, I'm telling you, bro, he would stir me up so badly. I'm never giving, Hainsey's never getting my phone number, bro.
Bro, it was the fact that we didn't only lose, but it's the fact they're versus the Titans and now they're second. They took our spot.
And they demolished them, by the way.
Oh, it's just...
Hainsey's one of my, my favorite.
Wallah, he's my favorite.
He actually is, but he's so passionate. Cause
he's number one rage baiter, bro. He would fucking, I shouldn't even be saying this. Because now he knows that he can get another
skin. Cut this out.
But no, I love Ainsley, bro. That's my guy. I see him at so many games, bro. I go to Dogs games, he's at Belmore, cuz. He's at Olympic Park, cuz. He's at bloody...
Suncorp. He loves the sport.
Bro, nobody loves the sport more than Ainsley, cuz. Nobody loves him.
He's a legend, bro.
And because he keeps posting, no matter what anybody says, I fucking love Hainsey, bro. Yeah. But he's the best rage baiter on the fucking platform, bro.
Stop swearing, but
he's the best rage baiter on the platform, bro. And that's why so many people don't like. So many people zhin when they see his head.
Explain rage baiter to me. So what's he?
Rage bait is he's intentionally getting under your skin.
Oh yeah. They put out a statement about Seba's security, and I'm like, I love this guy, bro. Yeah. He's a proper professional.
Yeah, they didn't let him bring the drums in. I don't get that. Yeah. I don't like that, man.
If you watch his vlog, he brought a horn in because they wouldn't let him bring the drums.
The Vivus Vela horn.
Yeah, he's in the World Cup.
You know, nothing beats because we went to round one last year. We went to Storm versus Parramatta.
Yeah.
Emilio the Savage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He brought a megaphone, cuz. and the Parramatta, he was actually loud megaphone. Right, the Parramatta fans, he was starting beef with them
you sent me snaps that day.
30, 40 metres away, cuz.
What was he saying?
He was a shit. 38 years. this old lady was like, we're walking out, cuz, walking, like, they were in the lower part of the section. So we're walking down the stairs, they're over there.
Yeah.
And they're just casting abuse at Emilio. The guy's like 16 years old at the time. But rage bait, bro, they get under your skin.
Yeah,
like,
he knows how to get to people.
Yeah, same, but Hainsey, nobody gets to Hainsey. Nobody gets under people's skin more than Hainsey in the community, in my opinion. He cracks me up.
You know, I just can't wait. Love you, Hainsey, but I just can't wait. We decided to skip you, give you mercy for week one. We're going to just go versus Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. They're 1-20 against Melbourne and Penrith combined. Yeah.
Come on. Tigers have a better stat than you.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's not get into that. Let's speak about Penrith. What are they going to do? Are they going to be all right, Flexi?
So, look,
that'd be sweet, bro.
Look, you want my honest opinion, and this is the thing. This is what I think we're going to do. So when it goes to the finals, I think we rest Nathan Cleary for the week one regardless. Because if we win, we then get that week off, which gives him extra time, and then he comes back in the prelims. If we lose, he just comes back the next week. It's a non-elimination game, and I don't think we should risk him in a non-elimination game.
Who do you think you play first round?
Well, I don't think Sharks beat Manly. I think they have I think they're versus not this week, but next week. So I think it will be Roosters, but it won't be Sharks. Like, it will either be
Roosters. Manly last game of the year, like last round of the year, which is going to be crazy. Like
who has them?
Sharks and Manly's last game of the year.
Last game of the year. So that top eight.
Last round of the year, bro. It's a big game.
If they win, because I don't see Roosters dropping a game. They got Rabbitohs and they got Raiders. So if it's all up to Sharks. Where are they versus seeing Roosters or Melbourne? So either way, it's a hard game. I'd prefer us to versus Melbourne because it's a mentality thing. We haven't beat them all year. We've beaten the Roosters, even though... And we beat them without Cleary. So it's more of a mentality thing for me. If we can go down to Melbourne and beat Melbourne.
Ooh, fireworks.
Just big motivation.
And then Cleary comes back.
And then Cleary comes back.
I think Penrith will be all right.
I listened to something that Tim Manor said. In 2009, they actually threw the last game of the season against the Dragons, knowing that they were going to verse the Dragons the next week in the round one of the finals.
So they let them...
And they actually threw the game, like the coach, I think it was... Brian Smith. So he didn't talk about the game at all, and then they lost, and he said, "Oh yeah, that was on me. Now we'll show them." And then Tim Manor said the whole playing group thought they knew they were gonna win the next week. Because the dragons are all cocky and shit.
That's
and
crazy, bro.
So
see, that's like mastermind coaching.
So you
coaching.
Never know with like what mind games that can potentially be played.
Ivan plays mind games.
Because, like, dude, if they lose full strength to Melbourne, then that confidence gets a hit. But if they have something to pin down, oh, we didn't have Nathan.
Yeah, I think to get that fourth title in a row, you're going to have to do some mind games and get these boys out of their comfort zone.
Look, so no one said it was going to be easy.
I always told everyone, bro, a few losses before finals is fucking perfect. You see where you're lacking.
I'd rather be doing it now than in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, so everyone's bubble's bursted. Yeah. No one's him. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're shit.
You need the arguments, cuz. You need the hard conversations. You need, you know, it's your arc, bro.
100%, bro.
And that's Hello Sports. That's what it's for Manly right now.
Yeah, if we lose to Manly, that's our arc, bro. Yeah. That's our, like,
we can hang that one in the ceiling, lad.
Yeah, boys, look,
good stuff.
Listen, you're acting like you're a top shoot already. You won a few games, cuz you lost to Manly. 1 week left, Cowboys. Let's fuck them up. Going to finals. All right, that's what the mentality is going to be if you lose the game. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
but listen, boys, I want to give Jerome Hughes his flowers quickly.
Dally M.
Had his shakes out, I think, during the week. He deserves the Dally M or not. Cameron Munster's been injured. Pappenhaus has been injured. Wishart's been covering. Meany's been in and out of the team. Coates has been... Everyone, there hasn't been anyone that's consistently playing in this team. But, like, a big name, Jerome Hughes is the only one, lad.
Yeah.
And he's showing everyone he's him. And we've rated him for years now, lad. We know what he does.
Yeah.
We know how good he is.
I think he should be the Dally M this year, but I don't think he's going to win. It's going to be very similar to last year.
Yeah, we're going
to
get robbed again.
I think it's going to be... Because he's getting rested the next 2 weeks, too.
Yes.
I think that's 6-12 points that he's going to potentially lose. And Tedesco. The thing is, Tedesco... But
Tedesco wins it again.
I saw... My God, I forgot his name. The blonde guy from Hello... He was on Hello Sport. I forgot his name. Oh, my goodness. He looks like Brett Finch.
The super coach guy.
Yeah. He looks like Brett Finch.
I like that
bro.
Guy. He's a legend.
He said something and I'm like, he said it and it was meant to be a hot take, but I'm like, fuck, he's right. He said Turbo. Bro, Turbo, I've been saying a lot to the stream the last 6-7 weeks, bro. He's in like insane form right now.
Did he just go hat trick the other day?
He's in like 2021 form right now. He was only like 7 or 9 points behind Hughes and Tedesco. Sorry. Behind Edwards and Tedesco, because Edwards was leading at the time. Edwards and Tedesco.
Yeah, that's right. Then he.
Bro, they've been on a pretty good run of wins since then, and he's been pretty instrumental in all of them.
He's been grabbing points every week.
I think he. And he knows how to grab Dally M points that guy, because he gets the line breaks, assists, tries. You know what I mean? He's a genuine threat. I think that's the top three for me.
Tommy's been good.
Because I was thinking, I didn't know he was only like 6-7 points behind. I watched Guru and Kempe, and they were talking about it, and I'm like, he's onto something.
It makes a lot of sense. We know,
like the NBA MVP, the best player doesn't always win Dally M or MVP, bro. You know what I mean? It really is just, you know, who can ensure that. There's a lot of factors that go into it.
But the ending.
But you got to know how to get Dally M points.
No, but the ending is the most is important. You know what I mean?
How you finish the season
is important, especially if you get a clean run of games and some good points to pick up. Beautiful,
100%.
Yeah, Jerome Hughes deserves it, bro.
I think Jerome should win it, but he probably won't win it.
What is it?
They don't like Kiwis.
Yeah. that's not a nice thing, bro. Straight up, shit go, bro. Give Sean Johnson his Dally M, bro. We're still waiting for it, lad.
Flexi, go ahead. Honorary. I was just on Storm real quick. How's Farlongo, like, fit into the mix of maybe getting... Is this his first year, right?
This is his first year where he plays... I think he played last year. He played like two games last year.
Yeah. I was going to think rookie...
But, like, he's eligible for Rookie of the Year this year, but there's no way he wins Rookie of the Year.
There's no way he wins it, but...
Galvin is 100% Rookie of the Year, but he's not eligible. I think it's going to go to Ido or...
Why isn't he eligible?
Suspension
because of the hip drop.
Fuck. Yeah, I hate that, by the way.
That's the shit.
I think I might go to K.O. Ito. I say K.O. Ito, bro. Is it his first name? Okay, yeah. Ito, I invested early in him, bro.
Well,
like, he's a gun, bro.
I invested so early in Supercoach, bro. I bought him. I'm like, this guy's going to play this year. Then boom, like, the next week he plays. I've kept him on team.
Base stat machine, but he just does all the hard stuff, nitty gritty.
Picks up a try here and there too. It's nice.
I also like Jack Bostock.
He's surprised me as well, bro. Yeah. Every time he gets the ball, he's going to score. Yeah. That's what it looks like. Yeah, and I can't wait.
A lot of good rookies, man.
We'll do a mad episode on that. That'll be a good episode for like an awards night or something. We'll see how it goes. We'll give our predictions before it. Boys, you said... Freddie, you said something on TikTok the other day about Cronulla Sharks and their little dilemma. with Nick Hines coming back now. They have that, what's his name, Atkinson. They have, who else is playing in that team?
So they got Kennedy, Trindle, Atkinson, Nico Hines that can all potentially play.
And
in
you said something which is probably a little bit controversial to some people.
Yeah, it's a tough decision.
I fully get this.
It's a really tough decision. And a lot of people, I think, misunderstood when I said I don't think Nico Hines is like a natural half. What I meant by that is he hasn't played there a long time. Like, his first season playing in the halves was the Danny M year. Okay? But he's really good. He's a good half. I'm not saying he's not a good half, but when the games get tough, he looks lost because he doesn't have hasn't had enough reps in the halves, bro.
As well.
It's something that you got to get. There's a reason why halves get so much better when they're in their 30s now, because it's all up here. And Nico, in my opinion, because he hasn't played in the halves long enough, he doesn't have that IQ yet. You know what I mean? And he doesn't know what to do when the times get tough in the big games, you know what I mean? But you know what he does have? Championship rep experience at fullback. And I just think, and as much as I actually do like Will Kennedy, he's dropped off a lot this year to last year. His numbers are like half of what they were last year.
It's not a crazy take when we said Connor Tracy, you were saying this.
Yeah, I was saying, look, as good as he was last year, Will, when he went down and Connor Tracy took over, they actually looked better.
Course.
Slightly better.
Not crazy.
But like, they didn't actually miss a beat when Will Kennedy went down. But I just feel like, and I wouldn't actually do it this year because it's too late to make those changes. I think this year I will just have Atkinson at like 14. But the reason why Atkinson and Trindle are working so well is they've just been playing Jack Williams at 14. And they've been killing it off the bench with Jack Williams, Hazleton, and whoever else they want to bring off the bench. They play around with it a lot. I think they got Royce Hunt. They've been starting Oregon Kafusi and Toby Rudolph, and they literally have a bench of Jack Williams, Royce Hunt, Tom Hazel. I'm like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, there's so much.
Like, Walla, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you can't out muscle them.
I actually think they're gonna surprise some people in the finals.
I'm very worried.
They've already beaten Melbourne once
with that pack, brother.
And I actually think with Nico back, they can beat Melbourne again because that forward pack is something different. And there is so much size. If they lose Nelson or Kamakamita and I think that's why they're resting, because they know. Like I think Nelson will have a rest because he's a player that's very susceptible to getting injured.
Yeah, he's fragile.
As much
bro.
As I love and bro, if there was a prop that could potentially, and they said on the commentary that he's not going anywhere the next 2 years. They've ironed out all the details, but hypothetically speaking, he's a dogs of war forward. I would go for him instantly, but. It's that question mark around his health. But that is going to be a really good matchup, bro.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. Bro.
And
so you're saying Nico to fullback.
But I think the best thing for next season, if I had to pick one of the guys, because I like Atkinson, I like Trindle, and they work so well together. Like, they actually
They complement each other in the half.
They play like they're best mates, bro. They play like they've played with each other for years. All right, and I just think the best thing for the team would be to keep that together. Don't break that. Keep Brayley at hooker because he's playing out of his mind this season.
No, he's unbelievable.
And so, you just play Nico at fullback. And I think the team would be better off with that.
No, but I think Nico at fullback is in a bad shout. We watched him play fullback for Melbourne in grand final. Was he played the grand final off the bench, right?
Yeah, off the bench. Off the bench. But still, he played a lot of fullback that season.
Not the whole season, but a lot of the season at fullback.
Yeah.
Because I think it's less pressure for him.
But he's played there a lot more.
Yeah, but you know what it is for me, like, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's less pressure. I feel like he can float around whenever he wants.
Yeah.
He's not really setting up people. People aren't taking his word. He's not commanding. He's not leading. You get me? Like,
yeah, he's,
you know what I mean?
He's that. Like, it just suits his skill set better.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to be. Like, I know the good thing about Will Kennedy is I know he's very vocal from the back and he organizes the defensive line really well.
He's a good leader.
But I feel like Nico can do that as well because it's like he's been a Craig Bellamy fullback. You know what I mean?
He knows the standards of the.
I think Nico is a really good fullback. I think he's a really good half too. But I think at fullback, like, you give him a full preseason to get everything. You know, get himself back up to speed at fullback, knowing where to be.
He'll be gone.
He's that guy he's gonna be insane. His numbers are actually gonna be better at fullback, in my opinion, than they are in the halves.
Because Nico is a fullback to me. Like, we said this, I don't see him as a seven. He's more of a six. He's more of a flirty, like, fun guy. You hear me? Run around, this, that. So, yeah, it's not a crazy take, bro.
This is a good problem to have, bro.
Especially Atkinson's rise, bro. He just came out of nowhere.
Nowhere, bro.
Everyone started going crazy from game one.
Bro, he didn't even crack the Italy team in the halves. He was playing in the centres for Italy, bro, in the World Cup.
Who's their halves, Italy? quickly?
Because I don't know, bro.
So he couldn't crack him, but we don't know who the half. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's not like they got like freaking Samoan halves in there. You know what I mean? Like, this is Italian.
Yeah, you don't really know, even know who, like.
Yeah, you don't know. Wallah, you don't know.
Oh, Maron. Boys, I got one more question before we do
our tips. He has the gabagool, bro.
He has the gabagool in him. I got one more question before we do our tips. Top eight, bro. Who's making it? I think there's one more spot.
So
there is one more spot.
The top
left,
seven is locked in. It is Dragons,
Raiders,
Dolphins, Broncos, and
Newcastle
that can make it.
Man, if Newcastle didn't get robbed last week,
so Canberra,
I think they would make it.
Canberra are least favourites.
They would currently be
because they are on.
They would currently be eight.
They're the least favourites because they got points. The Roosters.
And no, because they got they. I'm just talking about right now. Off their points, they look like the least favourites. I feel like Brisbane are the favourites, straight out. Because if Dragons don't win and Brisbane win next game, Brisbane are in the eight.
The Raiders are $33.
That's insane, bro.
The issue is Dragons need to drop a game for one of these teams to come forward. If Dragons don't, they got the
Eels. Who they have last round?
They got the Eels and Raiders. So I would say the Raiders have the best chance, but then they have the Roosters.
I feel like Eels are going
to
beat them.
Well, no, the Raiders are going to beat them because the Dragons don't win to get two games in a row.
Yeah.
They're going to beat the Eels this week. And then they're gonna go next week, and they're gonna lose to the Raiders.
No consistency if they're lost.
So if the Raiders beat the Roosters, they're pretty much gonna go through.
You know
where's
what
that
I'm
Raiders
scared of?
Game?
You know what I'm scared of, Freddie?
What?
Wallah, I'm scared to face Brisbane in finals time.
I'm not scared
because Payne Haas, Allianz. Adam Reynolds,
oh no, sorry,
Reece Walsh, Ezra Mamm.
They're all injured, Mark.
No, but they'll be back for finals.
I don't think they will.
No, okay, Payne Haas is playing this week.
Yeah, Payne Haas is.
Adam Reynolds is already playing,
but we
Reece Walsh
them.
Is still out. Yeah,
but we already nicked him, and we didn't have Critter.
That's very, very
and it's going to be...
But I don't know why, but I feel like those teams, they rise in those moments, cuz.
There are a lot of guys in that team that also got nicked, like, by 50 in round one against Parramatta a few years back.
And grand final vibes.
Bro, it's going to be so hard to play at an ANZ stadium or Acor stadium with 60,000-plus people there.
I mean,
and that's what's going to happen if the Dogs play at a home final. It's going to be there. And there's going to be a lot of people there, and there's not going to be a lot of Brisbane fans there.
So do you think Dragons or Brisbane, who out of those four?
I think the Dragons are going to make it through.
I think the Dragons
make it through. All they have to do is win one more game.
And that's it.
Are they 2 points ahead of everyone?
They're one game.
One game, yeah. They're gonna beat the Eels this week and make it through.
If they beat the Eels this
and
week,
then,
they'll
man,
go to 30.
Then we're talking about 70,000. Because there'll be a lot of Dragons fans that go there as well. But that is going to be the most insane round one game
in a long, long,
in a
long
very
time.
Long time.
So if Dragons win, they go to 30, and depending on the results throughout the week, a team can go to 28. The thing is that the Dragons have the worst differential out of all of them, except for the Raiders. So even if Dragons really realistically need,
what happened to the Dolphins?
What happened to the Dolphins?
Exactly what I told you.
Fred's going to go on another rant again.
Yeah,
well, I was right, but...
That's
Tommy,
rage
was,
baiting. We were talking about it. That's what rage baiting is.
Tell me I was wrong. Tell me I was wrong.
No, you weren't wrong. I fully agree.
Right. That was first when
the
I said
the only thing
this.
I ever say about the Dolphins is they're a Wayne Bennett team. Yeah? So this they're going to be hard to crack sometimes.
Because Wallah, since he's checked
like,
out, cause
he doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. He's like...
Wallah, he's chilling. He's like...
he's pushing chairs out.
Hey, Peter members and Los
Bras. Well, that's actually crazy because the Dolphins have the Broncos this weekend. Whoever wins that is still in. Whoever loses, that's done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's a good game as well, bro. We've got some good matchups, boys. Anything else to speak about before we get into our tips?
Yeah, what a comeback round, cuz.
Yeah.
16-0, you lose. 12-0, you lose. Cuz, I was dying at that Parramatta Broncos game, bro. And it pisses me off.
Bro, that last
ball
try,
Katoni
Reynolds.
Stags gets. Give Katoni Stags more ball, please, Brisbane.
Was that was it Reynolds that was like, I think it was the game was tied or something, and then someone just dropped the ball and he just ran and scored?
Yeah.
Like,
so there was 16-0 down Broncos, and they got it up to 16-all. And then I think it was Penasini.
He just dropped. Tried to offload.
I think it was something.
No, the ball
happened.
Just came out. I don't know what happened.
No, he tried to offload it, and then they all missed it, and then Reynolds just picked it up.
Scoops and scores.
It's always Reynolds that picks it up because that's when the laughter began. Because we won an hour before,
and then they got,
and then they lost 16-0.
That one hurts, bro.
That
boys,
was funny.
Tips, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to
Flexi,
go.
Flexi, Freddy, boys, North Queensland Cowboys and Melbourne Storms. Who wins that one?
I'm going to go the Cowboys because Storm's resting everyone.
Cowboys.
I'm going Cowboys 1-12. Dogs and Manly. Yeah, shout out to Hello Sports, man. We are enemies this week. Freddie, are you going there or not?
Yes,
Freddie,
I am.
Freddie, you'll be in attendance. Make sure you're all tuning into that stream, like, subscribing, commenting.
That one, bro.
That's going to be crazy.
I'm not going to lie, bro.
That's going to be crazy.
I've been streaming for 5 years in total, but I've been doing NRL stuff for 3 years, cuz.
Yep.
This game is going to be the funniest thing I've ever done in my whole life, bro.
Don't tell him that. I want to watch that after the game.
Like, genuinely, I haven't even... Bro, since Tom told me to come on, we haven't even spoken about it, but it's booked in, yeah?
Yeah, it's locked in.
But I'm going to be honest with you, boys. I think this is going to be the funniest stream I've ever had in my entire life.
That's massive coming from me.
This has been a lot... 3 years in the making for something like this, because it has been funny with Tom and Eddie. Like, Eddie's not going to be here, but... It's going to be funny with them as a neutral watching me watch the Dragons game.
Yeah.
Then it was funny when we were going for the same team in Origin. And now we're going against each other.
That's
going
to be good.
Do you think it's going to be like a game of Monopoly? It's just going to be like someone throws a table.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why. I want this game to be a draw so I can do that. They can do that group hug again.
We've already drawn once as well. That'd be funny. But yeah, no critter's going to be big. I'm actually going to go... Manly 1-12 here.
I'm going Bulldogs 1-12, lad. A Matty Burton field goal.
Bulldogs at home. They haven't lost at home all season.
1-12.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be already 40,000 tickets sold. Apparently,
I bought my tickets about a month ago.
Hasbulla, if he, what do you think?
1-12.
1-12. Okay. Can't be
Bulldogs 1-12.
Nah, it can't be.
I think I'm very worried. You know what? I've been very worried about Manly all year.
I'm going to be an arsehole. It's going to be a Bulldogs by a field goal.
Ooh, yeah, he said the same thing.
Gang.
That'd be good. It'd be hard to beat, you know, because if Daily Cherry Evans doesn't, if he doesn't play well, bro, he's getting the weekly nightly. He's getting the weekly Strawberry Evans, mate. He's getting the nightly Strawberry Evans fucking treatment, bro.
Boys, Penrith and Rabbitohs.
We don't lose three in a row, boys. Let's get it. Panthers 13 plus.
Well, I'm not even kidding, bro. This could be extremely ugly for South Sydney.
And I'm gonna go Penrith by 40, lad.
Yeah, I'm saying like Penrith by 30 plus.
We beat them 40.
If South Sydney can do us a favour, that'd be great.
I'm going Liam Martin for a double.
Okay, done. We're all going 50 plus. Para and Dragons. Good game for me, to be honest.
I'm going to go Dragons 1-12.
I'm going to go Para 1-12.
This will be a good game, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Dragons lost last week. They'll win this week.
Yeah, it's the Dolphins. Mediocrity.
Dolphins and Broncos.
Come on, Broncos. Broncos 1-12. Katoni Stags time, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos 1-12 as well. I don't know.
Payne Haas back, apparently.
When I see Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas in that team, brother, I feel a bit safer. Flaxi?
Suncorp Stadium, Broncos home ground, even though it's away game. Broncos 7
class. You just extended the podcast by 20 minutes.
Hey, how does it feel, Dolphins, you dogs? How does it feel?
Wait, what do you mean, how does it feel?
Because now they know what it feels like to be the home team that's away from home.
They're still going to play 5 minutes away from
fucking
their
rats.
Feet. Sharks and Warriors, good game as well. Yeah, you remember this comeback game that was this last year, Sean Johnson? For the Warriors?
What?
Remember this game?
Yeah. But remember this game round one when we were at Thingo.
Oh yeah. We're having dinner.
I can't believe it. Theo Von, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we missed the two games. We missed them losing to the Storm and missed the comeback.
That was a good night.
Like, yeah, that was a good night.
That was a funny night, bro. Theo Von's the funniest. I'm gonna go Cronulla 1-12, bro.
I don't know what's going on with Dick. So RTS is missing. Pompey might be missing, and if they're missing the centers, I think I'm gonna go with Sharks 1-12.
Sharks 13+.
All right,
play Bunty in the centers.
Newcastle and the Titans, second last game of the round.
I'm gonna go. Oh, where?
McDonald Jones.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Newcastle 1-12. Dan's not gonna be running that much this week.
I think the Titans will win this one. I don't know why.
I think they will too. But
I don't know why, bro. But Gagai and that, like, they've looked so good.
Well, they look dead. They looked
The Titans, yeah.
The Titans look like they didn't care anymore.
They don't give a fuck. Yeah. Flexi?
Knights, 20 plus.
Yeah. They've actually been decent the last
month. Shout out, I reckon Knights win this straight up. Yeah.
Well, remember,
they've actually been decent. And they have to win it.
They have to win this game, so that's a big game for them.
All right,
and they have to win it for their coach's job, apparently, because I think he's got a clause in his contract.
They don't want to finish 12 or something because they're losing. Yeah. I don't know. I think they probably want to get rid of him anyway.
I don't think the players do, but...
Chooks and Raiders.
I'm going to go Chooks 13 plus. I'd love a Raiders upset.
Shout out to Elliot Whitehead as well. It was his last home game last week. Which was
they needed subtitles because they didn't hear what he said.
What a legend, bro. He's so sad.
I was watching sub.
Well, he's an actual legend, bro. I love Elliot Whitehead.
He's him and Gutho, two whingiest captains, bro.
Yeah, they are. I get that. Boys.
But I don't know why he whinges to the to the referee because they can't understand what he says. Anything.
Flexi. I'm going to go, look, this Raiders by two.
Ooh, really?
Now you're just going to get, when they win.
Look, I know.
What's Hainsey going to do? First, as soon as they win, bro.
Hainsey, this is a message for you, man. You're going to finish fourth and we're going to verse the Sharks at bloody Shark Park.
Look him in the eyes, bro.
I'm going to look you right in the eyes, dead into your soul. Whoa, whoopsies. We're going to get you. Don't worry. Roosters, they're nobody.
You have no aura, Flax.
That was very seductive,
that
man.
Hey, you know what I need? I've got an erection.
I don't need aura.
Hey, baby.
Try these pills.
I don't need aura. I need results.
Oh, boys, that's it, man. Anything we've got to do, I love you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask you this while we're here. Because I asked TikTok a question.
Go.
Every team, if they had to pick 18 players, all right, the Warriors can't pick Bunty, by the way, but in the Colosseum, fight to the death, who wins?
What's in a Colosseum like that? Big.
Yeah. You ever watched Gladiator?
Fight to the death, yeah.
Fight to the death? I pick Newcastle to win, bro. Newcastle, I reckon.
So if we're picking one team to fight in.
So imagine you throw all of the teams into like a battle royale, cuz. All right? Who's coming out on top? No weapons. I said Newcastle.
Yeah, Hetherington.
Because Hetherington, Leo Thompson, Saifidi brothers. But the thing with the Knights that I give them is that even the weakest links are tough bastards. Like Tyson Gamble,
Tyson Frizzell,
Jackson Hastings and Tyson Frizzell. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Then they got Phoenix Crossland Brayley on the, you know, on the, because you know what I mean? Like, but there was a team that I overlooked a little bit too much.
Who?
And I overlooked them because the Roosters. Because the Roosters have two.
Yes.
They have two little rat halves.
Brendan Smith.
They got a hooker that's like a forward.
He's tough.
And they have Tedesco, who's like made of metal, and he's probably going to slip around everywhere anyway.
Yep. But Jared, the captain.
Then they got Jared, Taylor May,
Victor
Spencer,
Big Spence, right. Finn
then
Diesel.
Then they got the Victor Radley, who Radley loves the scrap.
Bees, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Lindsay Collins.
Oh my God.
Because they're a big team. Nah. They got the Butcher
Newcastle
Brothers.
Newcastle have nothing.
No, because the Newcastle have Jack Hetherington, Tyson Frizzell, Kai Peace Paul, big unit.
Yeah, but like it's not about size.
And then you come out, then you go out, and I think these two are a class above everyone else. Because if you go out wide and you got Daniel Tupou, you got Joseph Swadii, you got Joey Manu Kans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think the Roosters are dogs.
But then you
Terrell May with that ready.
Yeah.
You got Jared Dory Hargraves. Jared's not punching anyone, he's just at their neck, eating the heads off. Who do you got? Lindsay Collins is literally the what was it? The Gladiator? The what's his name? The
Frankenstein.
The Terminator. Cousin. It looks like that.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. He just looks like a sick person, right?
Yeah, but Greg Marshall.
He's the nicest guy. Have you watched Lindsay Collins' TikToks? He's actually
TikTok?
Yeah, he's actually the nicest guy ever.
Really?
Like,
I wouldn't have picked
him. He's actually like vibes, good partner,
but then,
everything.
But then, cuz, then you go out wide for Newcastle. All right, then they got Bradman Best. Dan Gagai can throw hands, bro, because he knocked out my Pookie. Or didn't knock down, but he gave a flurry of punches to my Pookie.
Dom Young, you just know Dom Young's punching himself. Like he's
Dom
just
Young is unco. Dom Young's stacking it, and you know
he's punching himself.
Yeah, like
he's eliminating himself from the battlefield.
Yeah, like because he's a big Englishman, big lanky Englishman, but they have a bigger, lankier Englishman named Kai Fees-Paul.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's right.
Who looks like a souped-up Dom Young.
But he's a tank, bro.
Greg Marju, bro. That's the...
Oh, yeah.
Greg Marju is like a...
The speed dump. They are dodging cars. He's just going to dodge everyone off.
Because he's... You can't hold down... Nah. That's what I'm thinking. I still think... And they are a tough team. Because look at the finals run last year. They were just out... They were beating everyone by
toughness.
Straight
out, I wouldn't mind Penrith. Just two players from Penrith. Fisher, Harris and Leora.
Yeah, that's
the Bash brothers.
And Brian, Brian Thor,
and Liam Martin. Oh, my God.
Liam Martin.
I'm so angry.
People were saying the Waz. All right, yeah, the Waz. But
the Waz
problem is, Wade Egan, all right, he's He gets knocked. He gets knocked out very easily.
I already got rid of Darcy Lassie from the battlefield. I can already say that one.
Freddie. There's 12 of them.
My bad.
But no, they got Chansey, Montoya, Watene. You know what I mean?
It's a good question.
I'm still picking Newcastle.
I'm gonna go with the
because you can't look. Bondi nerfs your toughness. That's just how it is.
If you when you're sipping lattes,
you gotta live in because you're gonna judge people living in Newcastle because it's every man for himself on walking the streets.
That's very true.
All right,
it's a lovely community. Let's not get it wrong. It's a gorgeous community.
Every man for himself walking the streets. All right,
up with the hang on of the car.
3 hours away from anything cool. 2 hours away from anything cool.
Except for Dan. Dan's cool.
I said anything, not anyone.
I'm just covering up
Andrew
for my
Johnson's
boy.
Andrew Johnson's around the corner. Nah,
I'm just covering up for my boy.
Because the reason why any guy from Newcastle that makes it to the big times, where do they go?
Where?
Back to Sydney. Yeah. Even if they lived in Newcastle their whole life, they get a bit of dosh, where do they go?
It's understandable.
Where do they go? Sydney. But I'm telling you, bro, because we've seen how Dan and Bluey were, because that area, the longer you're there, the more tough you get.
Yeah.
All right? Because you living in Bondi, so right, you got Anita Gelato outside your door, cuz. All right, you got the beach, you got, you know, women, weekend legs.
Okay, but you got the rocks as well, the rock pool, which is like all very influencer vibes.
Yeah.
All I gotta say
Newcastle's
is
got none of that.
Lattes,
lattes, quinoa salad, cuz. You know for sure half those players are eating.
Poke bowls.
Because they got Anita Gelato. If I lived that close to Anita Gelato, I would be 300 kilos.
One more thing before we wrap this up. They have one guy with missing a finger. That's aura.
That's aura.
I'm locking that in.
Because he was doing... Because not a lot of people saw this. But I put the TikTok out. He was doing 1, 2, 3 after he got a hat trick. I'm like, yeah, but he can't do it with the other finger. The other hand. Can't do it with the other hand.
He went bold too, bro. That's us, man. Wrap it up. That's going to be a good clip, that one. The fight one was a good question, Freddie.
I put a clip up today already, but we'll do it again.
I love you all.
I love you all too.
Thank you.
Yeah, Fox Adokar.
Up the dogs. Up and the rift. Guys, make sure to come watch the stream on Friday. Hello Sports YouTube channel. I love yous all.